When Ted Lemon worries about climate change, he's not focused on events in Copenhagen this week. He's simply looking out at his Sebastopol vineyard, a rolling hilltop he has planted and manages as a small-scale demonstration of the emerging science of agroecology.
The science of agroecology is based upon the reintegration of the farm into the wildlands around it. By recreating sufficient healthy populations of diverse insects, you will arrive at a situation in which your farm is by itself naturally more healthy.
Thus, Lemon's thriving vineyard includes fruit trees planted around the perimeter, clusters of lavender, coyote bush, and other native plants to provide insect habitat, thick carpets of grass between the rows of vines, and where the slope drops down toward a small creek, a woodland corridor, a riparian zone that is being carefully left alone.
If we reestablish those areas, if we allow the natural plant life to come back, bushes, trees, we accomplish two things. We protect and we enhance the diversification of our properties, and we are also allowing more trees, more leaf surface area, more ability to consume and sequester carbon.
That, Lemon continues, is one small important thing that just about any property owner can do to help slow down climate change.
Every square inch of the surface of the earth is naturally a potential pump that doesn't require human intervention. And the way we can achieve that as farmers and non-urban dwellers isn't all that complicated. As farmers, the less we disc, the better. The more we allow humus to accumulate in our soils, the more we allow grasses to populate our soils. Both of these things have dramatic effect on the ability of soils to absorb carbon.
Lemon, owner with his wife Heidi of Litorai Wines, has also applied a number of resource-conserving measures in the construction of their own facility. Steps he notes are becoming increasingly common within their industry.
That's being taken up through a whole host of areas, most particularly and most obviously solar panel use, but also in terms of more efficient motors, straw bale buildings like our own, our winery is straw bale, water use, water recycling, all of our production water is recycled through natural wetlands.
Uncertainty is the bane of agriculture in any form, Lemon says, which is why climate change poses such a challenge to farming worldwide. But with the global scale of that threat comes an equally global opportunity for almost anyone to take countermeasures, even on a very small scale.
If global warming contains the possibility of dramatic climate shifts, which will create hardship, reasonable people can take reasonable steps to avoid getting to that point. And I don't believe that involves economic hardship. I think it involves all of us making small steps, specifically for farmers, but also for rural and suburban dwellers, rethinking how we relate to our properties, because each of our properties is the opportunity to mitigate global warming.
Of course, there's an element of self-preservation in all this, too. A report by the Wine Institute 5 years ago warned that higher temperatures and decreased precipitation across California could wreak havoc with the state's $15 billion wine industry. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.